Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, whose vision is to deliver world-class care, making life better for the communities they are privileged to serve. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so residents can live life better here. San Juan Regional Medical Center, community-owned and operated, here for you. It is 8 o'clock. It is Wednesday morning, the 10th day of May, 2023. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air right here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, we know you're listening to us at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet, you can always listen to us by going to our website and streaming the station at ksje.com. We also want to welcome our viewers who are joining us this morning. This program, of course, is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page and the KSJE YouTube channel. So welcome aboard, everyone. We are glad that you are with us today. Coming up in the next few moments, we are going to meet the new CEO of San Juan Regional Medical Center. Jason Rounds is here with me this morning. We'll be talking with him about his new job and his move to Farmington and much, much more. So we hope you'll stay tuned for that. That conversation begins in the next few moments right here on KSJE this morning. Then later on, we'll check in with Ron Price for another lesson about life in the sandbox. That is coming up today at 8:50 a.m. on KSJE. Next hour, of course, it's our long-running classical music program, Roving with the Arts, with Mick Hess. Mick is featuring music from the great Beethoven this morning, so stay tuned for that, coming up after the news at 9:06 on KSJE. At 10:30, it's Right on Four Corners with Delcherie Gladden. Delcherie is speaking with the authors of the children's book UFOs. We'll hear more about that today at 10:30 right here on our local and regional author program, Right on Four Corners on KSJE. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it's a partly cloudy Wednesday morning so far, 52 degrees at the moment. We are expecting a partly cloudy day, cooler day as well. Chance of showers as well today with some windy conditions this afternoon and a little bit cooler at the high of 71. Partly cloudy, maybe a scattered shower tonight with a low near 46. Another windy day tomorrow with a high of 73 on Thursday and an overnight low of 43. Sunshine on Friday with a high of 75. Maybe a scattered shower again on Saturday with a high of 74. Again, scattered showers in the forecast for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week, with highs in the mid to lower 70s. Well, let me introduce my guest who is here with me this morning. It is great to welcome him to KSJE and also to Farmington, the new CEO of San Juan Regional Medical Center. Jason Rounds is here with me this morning. Mr. Rounds, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
Nice to have you here as well, and thank you for joining me. And welcome, as I said, to Farmington, because this is your day, what, 8 on the job we were talking about, right?
Yep, it's been a whirlwind.
I bet. You are coming to us from Arkansas area, correct?
Most recently, yep. I was with the University of Arkansas Medical Sciences Center there.
Very good.
As their chief administrative officer.
Right. But you're no stranger to New Mexico because you have roots that go back a ways in our state.
I do. I was born in all places, Roswell, New Mexico. I guess that's not as surprising being up here in Farmington as it would be in some other states.
Right.
But my father graduated from high school there. My mom was from the Piney Woods and was recruited to the area to teach school. That's where they met. And I was there through, most of my elementary school before we followed the cotton industry to South Texas.
Gotcha. Very good. Now you're back.
We're back.
In northern New Mexico.
Absolutely. And through kind of our journey through South Texas, I graduated from high school in Galveston, ended up working at the University of Texas Medical Branch there for a number of years. And that's where I met my wife, Becky. And we followed healthcare ultimately to Albuquerque. And we were there for 5 years. I was with the University of New Mexico system. Becky was with the Loveless Health System, and that's where we had our twin daughters, Janie and Kate. And family requirements brought us back to Texas for a while, and ultimately to Krista's Health, where I spent, gosh, almost 15 years with them in Louisiana and Texas before we headed off to Arkansas. But when this opportunity came up, I was in orientation just last week, and we were orienting our bright and cheerful and new faces to San Juan Regional. I was kind of the seasoned veteran, and we were talking about their dream job and how to pursue that, and I had to tell them, it's like, I certainly have found my dream job.
Very good. Well, we're glad that you are here. I know you have a lot of plans and a lot of thoughts about the hospital and how it fits in the community, and that's what I wanted to ask you about today as well, but you've got a lot of experience working in healthcare and management of healthcare, and as we talked before, again, we came on the air, it's a complicated topic, and we could probably do a whole series, as you said, on that whole topic. But in a nutshell, tell me a little bit about your philosophy about managing healthcare and a community hospital like San Juan Regional Medical Center.
Sure. Well, one of the reasons I was attracted to Krista's Health in the first place is from their view on commitment to the community and how they developed their own leaders. It really was a servant leadership model, and that was something that felt right with my own interest and desires in that. So it really is based on doing the right thing for your patients, supporting your community in the best possible way. And so as I have gone through my career and I had an opportunity to interview here, that philosophy and that structure was clearly evident in the management team here and the board of directors. And so it was a wonderful fit and a great opportunity. So I am a consensus builder. I am a collaborator. I like being part of a team. I like being surrounded with a lot of smart people and being part of that. So this is just a kind of the ideal situation for me.
You mentioned it's been kind of a whirlwind the last 8 days, as yep. I know it has been, because you have kind of set aside time to get out and talk to people and listen to people. And you told me, too, that by listening, you never knew how much talking you would do. And so that's understandable. You had an event last week, I think, a public event at Artifacts Gallery to kind of let folks kind of meet and greet you as well. And so as you go about this kind of listening tour, what are some of the things that strikes you?
Well, I mean, first of all, the great news is, as I was interviewing in here, the board and the team here took their time to find the right person. And I certainly believe and hope that I demonstrate that I am absolutely that right person. The great news is the healthcare system here, San Juan Regional Medical Center, had great leadership. So the management team that was in place here really stepped up to carry that torch forward, so to speak. And so coming into this and coming out of COVID, the organization is in good shape. We're in a position to weather a storm, if that is what is necessary. We're in a position to invest back into that community, if that's the decision. So it's really a focus on regrouping, taking a look at our strategy, working with the community, and seeing what we want to do to go forward. So listening is really the top priority for me now, is to find out what the interest and the needs for the community are. And interestingly enough, we are, as a not-for-profit, we do a community needs assessment once every 3 years. So we've completed that process, and so my timing is perfect as we are putting that together and preparing to share that with the community on June 15th and get that feedback to feed into what our work plan and our strategies are going to be in the upcoming years.
That idea of a not-for-profit community hospital, is that somewhat different from other places where you have been, or does that still fit with your background?
It's actually most of my background. About half of my career has been in large academic medical centers, doing a variety of things for them. But mm-hmm. the other half has really been in community-based systems. I had a little bit of for-profit experience, but most of my operational and healthcare hospital experience has been in not-for-profit settings.
Got you. In a situation like this, where we have San Juan Regional Medical Center in Farmington, the largest community mm-hmm. in a broad area, diverse area, multi-state area, draws in patients from hundreds maybe of miles away.
Absolutely.
And things like that. How about, is that somewhat of a unique situation?
It is. It is unique, but similar to probably my role in Texarkana, which mm-hmm. was we had more competitors that were directly in our market, so to speak. I call them competitors, collaborators, or healthcare systems. But it was a community about this size that had a large draw from a multi-state area. So about 40% of our patients were from Arkansas, about 40% were from Texas, some from Louisiana, some from Oklahoma. So really understanding the complexities of those state systems and how to really serve the patients best, it was complicated. It's a little bit different. So it seems very familiar to me as we're grappling with some of the same issues.
Right. We talked too a little bit before coming on the air this morning about the economic driver that healthcare provides to communities where it is and where it serves. And that's one of the things I think a lot of folks have pointed to San Juan Regional Medical Center over the last few years as the community tries to diversify its economy.
Right.
And offer more things. And so that's something that I think we have seen the hospital doing even before your arrival, and that's probably something that I would imagine you'd want to keep building on and providing or looking for new lines of service maybe to start up. Is that something that you're looking at?
Absolutely. There's been a tremendous amount of growth and really before COVID. And then when COVID hit, the entire kind of healthcare system really focused on dealing with that one issue. So now as we're getting back into, I'm not going to call it normal. I'm not sure healthcare right. will be normal again. But as we are looking to where we're going to invest in the future is what makes the most sense from a business standpoint, but more importantly, what makes most sense for this community. So, but recognizing that economic driver and that for every physician that we recruit to this market, whether it's through our affiliated San Juan Health Partners or supporting private physicians moving into this community, each one of those physician practices is a small business. And has a great economic driver within this community. So I look forward to working with both the Chamber and the Economic Development Group here on how to kind of leverage that for the community and for San Juan Regional.
Right. You mentioned physicians coming to the community, and that takes me to recruitment. And that's, I know, mm-hmm. an ongoing issue, not just for our local hospital, but I think hospitals statewide and nationally. You probably dealt with that in your last position.
Absolutely. So it's been fun. Coming here is because our medical staff, relatively speaking, compared to other markets I've been in, is young. And so they're really at the pinnacle of their career, not looking to retire in the next 3-5 years. So it gives us a different opportunity on how we recruit to this market and the attractiveness of that market. We're really bringing people into a thriving medical practice. So I am learning kind of what our priorities are. I know that we are actively searching for radiation oncologists, for example, to really complement and enhance the oncology service line for this community. That's something that's important to us. We're honored and privileged to have three highly competent neurosurgeons in this community serving the four states area for a community this size. So we have lots going on, lots of recruitment. The other part of that issue is not just necessarily recruiting our physicians, but recruiting and retaining our caregivers, our right. nursing staff, our radiology techs, our everything else is there's simply not enough of that service to go around, and we're still supplementing using agency work and the like. So we're really focused on working with partners like San Juan College, like others, to make sure that we're investing in our community and the resources necessary to grow our own, train our own, make it attractive to be in this community and keep them here.
Very good. You mentioned the younger age of your staff to a certain degree, and that brings up maybe the idea of retention, right? How do you mm-hmm. keep them in the jobs where they are, and so that maybe a bigger hospital doesn't try to pluck them away or hire them away from you?
Absolutely. So you have to be competitive in that. So we want to be sensitive to what our compensation is for this market relative to what's going on in this market. So we spend a lot of time looking at that. It's art and science as you go through that, but the wonderful thing about Farmington and the surrounding community is this is a great place to live. So as we are attracting physicians and other providers to this community, the community is selling itself.
Which is important. And I know a lot of folks in the community really work towards that. And again, with some of the ideas of outdoor recreation and some mm-hmm. of the arts and cultural things that we see, I think that can be really helpful in a business like yours when you're trying to maybe recruit folks and their spouses, which sometimes makes the deciding factor, right, whether you're going to move to a place or not, to relocate.
Absolutely. So my wife and I just went through that entire process. So being having a stand in Albuquerque, we were familiar with the area. This was one of our favorite places to come in general. We knew Farmington, but we really didn't know Farmington. So we knew it was a gateway, and you know, gateway to all of these wonderful places. And so that was attractive. But what sold us coming here was the community of Farmington. It was hometown. The people here are nice. The retail that's available here is great. So it really had that community feel that we were looking for, much more so than some of the other areas that we've recently lived. So there's a lot that this area has to offer, but the community itself is one of its strongest selling features.
Right. And when you're recruiting a physician or another highly specialized field, I imagine the idea to say, you know, you can golf in the morning, ski in the afternoon, or whatever you want. You know, you're not too far from a lot of really cool things to do outdoors, or some of the symphony concerts and art exhibits and things like that. That certainly helps to make that package pretty attractive.
Oh, absolutely. The outdoors and the accessibility to some really unbelievably fascinating and wonderful areas is great. But the other side of that, which you mentioned, is there is a cultural piece of this. There's museums, there's theater, there's all of that that's going on along with it. So, no, lots of opportunity.
Right. Very true. My guest this morning, Jason Rounds, is here with me. He is the new CEO of San Juan Regional Medical Center. He is on day 8 of his new job, and he is sitting down with me to talk a bit about his experiences thus far and some of his thoughts about the hospital moving forward. I wanted to ask you a bit about technology and investment. You mentioned that the hospital is on pretty firm footing, which is good to hear, and can make investments and will be making investments, certainly. We know healthcare is expensive. The technology that runs healthcare and that physicians use with their practices is expensive. But it seems like San Juan Regional Medical Center has been regularly investing in newer technology, from the cancer center to the surgical theater to other things that I'm probably not even aware of. But right. We've heard about the Da Vinci robot, the surgical robot, which seems pretty cool from even a sci-fi factor.
Yeah.
Not even the medical things that it can do. But how important is that, I guess, to stay atop and apprised of the different advances in technology? Does that help with recruitment too? If you could say, hey, if you come here, you can use this brand new fancy surgical robot or what have you.
Oh, absolutely. Well, staying current with technology is absolutely
important. That was the longest question I think I've ever asked a guest. I'm glad that you're with me.
I was going to take some notes on it.
Yes, sir.
Staying current with technology is absolutely critical. And it's not just because we are trying to provide the best quality care for our patients, but it is not just keeping up with the Joneses, but it's providing those services that the physicians are training on. And when they're coming out of practice, the expectation isn't, I'm going to go back to, 10 years ago, I've trained on the latest and greatest. What do you have? So making sure that we have that technology available for recruitment has been critical. And it is an attractive feature to make sure that we are providing that. And really, it's becoming more so not, hey, you got the Da Vinci robot. What a wonderful opportunity for me to come work there. It is an expectation now. Is you have
I'm not going anywhere that doesn't have one.
It's becoming that. So making sure that we're investing in that. One of our newest technologies that we've invested in, which I wasn't even familiar with when I got here, is the O-arm. So I'm outside my element. I'm a nerd at my core, and it's pretty fascinating. But it is a mobile imaging device that assists our surgeons as they navigate through the human body as they're actually operating. So our neurosurgeons are using it right now. They're pretty excited about it, and it's a pretty neat new technology that we've just introduced.
And it's a device, if I understand you correctly, that provides real-time images of a three-dimensional of the surgeon doing whatever the surgeon is doing.
That's correct. So I'm a little bit out of my element there.
Sure.
The imaging capabilities is full range. So you can do 2D, if that is relevant for what we're doing, up to 3D imaging in real time.
Very exciting. Well, it's exciting to hear about that it's available, and certainly, you know, the idea being that, you know, for folks that have a medical emergency or a procedure that needs to be done, the fact is that you want them to be able to come to San Juan Regional Medical Center and not have to travel out of town, out of state, out of wherever to get their medical procedure done.
Absolutely. So, you know, our goal is to provide that for the needs of this community. But it's important to us. We want this to be the best healthcare option that you can have, that you don't feel like you have to go to a larger market to get the care that you need here. And that's certainly important to us.
Let me ask you a bit about coming out of COVID. You mentioned that a little bit, and that things are coming back up and whatever the new normal is, if we're ever going to use that term, but whatever it is. But a lot of folks were saying that, you know, the doctors and the support staff and everybody else worked really hard, and we all talked about this regularly, how much we appreciated all the extra hours that they put in. But that's got to be I guess, moving forward, something that you maybe want to compensate or at least make sure that they're thanked and get additional staff to get things back to maybe where they were. And that's maybe where shortages and recruiting is so important.
Right. No, it's one of our greatest challenges. And I'll back up a little bit, even coming most recently out of an academic program with nursing schools all over the state of Arkansas. There was a lot of conversations about training our next generation of nurses as they are coming into an environment that has survived COVID. So our seasoned veterans that have been on the front line, so to speak, it's not dissimilar from what soldiers probably experienced in coming out of stressful and battle type situations. So that type of environment and that type of culture and that type of scarring that you need to really kind of work through is still there. And so how do we create that positive and support that positive environment again? But once again, it's back to how do we support our caregivers locally as they've gone through this? So compensation, you mentioned, is part of that. Inflation across the country, across all services, and especially in healthcare, we're trying to make sure that we're paying appropriately. But once again, we're in good position right now, but healthcare in general can't accommodate to inflation like some of our other service-oriented, so it's not as elastic. So renegotiation of contracts, so much of our reimbursement comes from Medicare or Medicaid, and those reimbursements do not flex as easily as others. So we need to be careful in how we do that, but certainly want to be fair with the focus on our caregivers.
Sure. So as you're saying, then, as prices are increasing for some of the things, your reimbursements from the government insurance aren't keeping up with maybe those rising prices that you're dealing with elsewhere.
Correct. It's just a longer path to for those adjustments to be reflected in the economy.
And I assume that's one of the challenges going forward. Whenever we hear the federal government talking about healthcare or even state government or what have you, it's complicated and there's a lot of moving parts. But that is something that I know you'd probably be a big part of in these negotiations and talking about how that might impact a community hospital like San Juan Regional Medical Center.
Right. So lots of changes in federal programs. Medicare has made some reimbursement changes, but they've also changed the requirements for Medicaid. So we have people that are coming off the rolls that have been on the rolls, making sure that we're addressing that. I'm relearning New Mexico.
Sure,
of course. I had a great conversation with the head of the New Mexico Hospital Association this week, trying to catch up on kind of the key things. Arkansas, for example, had a really interesting approach to the Affordable Care Act. They got a waiver. They introduced a program that allowed them to attract the working population into that Medicaid program. They call it Arkansas Work. So it really got a lot of people on the healthcare rolls that weren't on it before and had a huge impact. New Mexico has a different approach here. So just kind of balancing how that's working and the impact to our community.
Got it. Right. I mean, New Mexico expanded Medicaid, I believe,
they
right?
Did.
Isn't that what
Absolutely.
They did? And got and it's kind of the same thing. They've got more people on the rolls, were able to at least get access to healthcare, which is so important.
Yeah. And there's so many different types of programs. So each state could do it a little bit differently. So Texas, where my hospital was before I moved to Arkansas, did not expand Medicaid, but I was on the border, literally on the border of Arkansas on that. So I had one state on one side that had expanded it, then a creative project, another one that didn't. And just how a healthcare system can adjust to any one of those models.
Right. Understood. The idea being, though, that, again, you can't turn anyone away. You don't want to turn anyone away. Someone shows up and needs care. They're going to get the care that they require.
Absolutely. I mean, our role in this community is to serve the community. So and our goal is to make sure that people have access to health care.
Got you. Just a few minutes remaining this morning with our conversation with Jason Rounds, the new CEO of San Juan Regional Medical Center. I wanted to ask you a bit from the patient's perspective. It seems to me like we're seeing patients maybe trying to take maybe more control of their health care, or at least it seems like they're being exposed to maybe, you know, advertisements about new treatments or drugs or things like that they can go and talk to their doctors about. And maybe the doctors like that, or maybe they don't when a patient comes and says, what about this new thing?
Yeah.
What's your advice for patients to maybe in dealing with their own health care and understanding copays and insurance and what's going to happen when you show up for your procedure, whatever the case may be? Any advice for patients?
Wow. Where do you even start? So,
right.
So I'm a patient advocate. So that's kind of the role of our healthcare systems, and we take that really seriously. But I always encourage, I was talking with my wife this morning about it, is we need to be educated. We need to be aware of what's going on. We need to be our own advocate as going through that system. But with that said, there is so much information and misinformation that's out there. And the vitamin of the day or the supplement of the day or the diet of the day is, I always encourage you to talk these things over with your physicians. They're going to be your best advocate. They're going to be have your best interest at heart. And they'll be able to help you sort through some of these newest things that are on the market and do what's right for you. So always consult with your caregiver.
That's good advice. And I think we were saying that and heard that a lot even during COVID.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, just talk to your physician who knows your medical history, knows what other things are going on with you, whether or not whatever the right course of action should be for you and your family.
Yeah. Healthcare is complicated. And that's why they went through all of the school that they did and the training that they did. And their interest is making sure that they're providing the best advice and care for you.
Very good. You mentioned you're on a listening tour, maybe for the next 90 days. What happens on the 91st day, Mr. Rounds?
Well, you know, there's a lot going on right now. Like I mentioned that we have our community health assessment that we're completing. I'm working with our board and we're in the middle of kind of a refresh on our strategic update. So I think after 90 days of really kind of listening to the community, having the opportunity to talk with our board, take a look at our strategies, we're in the budget process, that we're going to have a lot of work kind of lined out and ready to go. So I think on day 91, we're going to have a pretty good plan, and it's just going to be executing on that plan.
Very good. Well, it's been great to visit with you this morning
thank
and
you.
To get to know you a little bit. You're welcome back anytime. Of course, I know you know that, but thank you for stopping by.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Scott.
You bet. Great to visit with you. That's Jason Rounds. He is the new CEO of San Juan Regional Medical Center, my guest here on KSJE. KSJE and San Juan College present the Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week. Week 16, finals, finals, finals. Don't let the finals week become a nightmare of stress and anxiety. Get prepared and conquer your finals with these final steps. Start early. Create a study schedule and stick to it. Prioritize your study time. Some exams may be harder than others. Attend the review session. Ask questions about the exam and study for the style of exam. Create a study guide and make flashcards. Take breaks and stay well rested. Quiz yourself, or better, have someone else quiz you. Show up early for the test. Visit the tutoring center for additional support. The Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week, presented by KSJE and the Student Achievement Center at San Juan College. It's time once again for the KSJE Zero Mile Fun Run, Saturday, May 20th at 10:30 a.m. at San Juan College Learning Commons Plaza. Register today for $15 at ksje.com/funrun and show your backing for community-supported KSJE. Just like a dog chasing a donut on a stick, the Zero Mile Fun Run is designed to be, well, fun. The actual race down a course is about 15 feet long. The KSJE Zero Mile Fun Run. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.